With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Government is putting together a, quote, detailed policy designed to set up a baby bond program to support the next generation of Caymanians on their retirement. The announcement was made in response to a private member's motion tabled by Bodentown MP Dwayne Seymour, asking for government to consider setting up a newborn investment sovereign fund for Caymanian children born after January 1st next year.
What this motion proposes for the Cayman Islands is practical, measured, and achievable. It would provide a one-time initial contribution of $5,000. That sum would not be simply given out and spent. It would be placed in a structured, professionally managed sovereign investment vehicle. There would be proper oversight. There would be proper rules ensuring that access to the funds and maturity is restricted to approved life-enhancing purposes such as education, vocational training, first home ownership, entrepreneurial ventures, and long-term savings.
And while the NCFC administration agrees with the program in principle, it says it'll take a modified approach, moving the program forward as a retirement-focused Caymanian baby bond, with no provisions for early withdrawal. Finance Minister, the Honorable Rolston Anglin.
Early withdrawal turns a powerful retirement asset into a short-term consumption tool with limited economic impact. We need to ensure that there's a strong governance structure. This would include a statutory prohibition on any early withdrawals. This cannot be something that we then decide, oh, we're going to stick it in the bank and hope for the best. This has to be professionally managed. We must have transparent annual return reporting, and we must have clear investment mandates. This is serious stuff, colleagues. This is serious stuff.
Analysis by the Economics and Statistics Office concluded the Caymanian baby bond model leverages the longest possible investment horizon in public finance, 60 to 65 years, allowing, quote, relatively modest contributions to grow into substantial assets through compound returns. For example, a $2,500 investment at birth could grow to more than $200,000 at a 7% return over 65 years.
A retirement-focused baby bond is the most equitable, fiscally responsible, and impactful version of the proposed program. It protects public finances, strengthens long-term retirement outcomes, and ensures that every Caymanian child would enter old age with a meaningful asset. With strong governance, long-term political commitment, and a reindexing mechanism, the baby bond can become a cornerstone of Cayman's social policy for generations to come.
Government's policy design will include determining appropriate contribution levels, eligibility requirements, governance structures, and mechanisms to, quote, maintain the real value of investments over time. Customs busts a drug shipment. The Customs and Border Control Services says it intercepted a, quote, significant quantity of suspected ganja concealed within an imported shipment arriving in Grand Cayman. CBC officers identified an imported package as suspicious during routine screening procedures on April 23rd, leading officers to do a physical examination during which they found 30 pounds worth of packages containing vegetables suspected to be ganja. CBC says three people have been arrested in connection with the matter while the investigation continues. Serious injuries are reported after a two-vehicle crash involving a micro-mobility device. On Saturday, police officers were sent to West Bay Road near the four-way junction of West Church Street around 2 a.m. It was reported that a micro-mobility device was traveling south along West Bay Road when it hit another vehicle traveling in the opposite direction, causing that vehicle to overturn. The rider was transported by ambulance to the Georgetown Hospital for treatment. His injuries are believed to be serious. However, he's currently in stable condition. Both vehicles had extensive damage. Officers spoke with the driver of the motor vehicle, who was administered a breathalyzer test, which proved negative. The driver declined medical attention. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Iran's foreign ministry says Tehran's proposal to end the current conflict and reopen the Strait of Hormuz is responsible and generous, after accusing Washington of unreasonable demands. Uncertainty over the peace process has sent oil prices higher. BBC News with Emily Thomas.